It's July 25th, 1983, and Joe Sun is talking about his life histories, starting with his earliest memories.
He says he forget about something that he should really put on in tape. It'll probably relate to this sheep hunting thing. Now he's going to talk about it, first of all. long time ago, people used to talk about, and it was true too, that there were sheep back here, in back of the village. And remember, he was talking about sheep go down to the, come down from the mountains to the ground and go lick.
Just like,
yeah,
so
that's what they used to do. Come down here, just the west below. You know, I showed you the grave. The cemetery site,
mm-hmm.
And then there's another hill with a sand slide. We saw just right here.
Yeah,
it's a short walking distance from here. And there used to be a little hill back here, but it's all gone because they made it into a runway airport. That's where they used to sit and wait for the sheep to come down and lick these salty things. Eh? That's why they call that hill Ibnar Rolik, place where there's sheep, or it means something like that. Ibnar Rolik.
Sikke amigok tamarat at net na sikuk samik na maksirinya kami kigli raklugo tamara ta na pinye ko ngi ngi paket ta na tok ta kana nga tamara se iri ge cho mo ne lu to mo sho mo tamat ko pilak tu ti ge ra ge ju wa ta na chi ni ko ba nga pilak tok me ra ge ga na ana
sal le sinik pi ra ge wa ti tamat ko sal le sinik
pi ra ge ge ke
in that little hill while they're waiting for the sheep to come down they make their spearheads out of some kind of a rock. It's a whitish rock with little black markings, probably. Maybe something like this cup, but not that white. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. And when they're carving their spears or making them into shape, you know, they throw away the little pieces there on the ground. And they're really sharp at the edges. I've seen one too. So they use these things. When somebody's eyesight is getting poor, you know, the vision or there's blood in their nerves, they use them to
cut it.
Yeah, and let the blood come out, and that really fixed the person's.
Da natara ire ulu tekslabu tasakko takati besat da nechemi kip lu rock to katagarege.
They put the eyelid inside out like this, and the blood vessels that are full with blood, they just cut them, and the blood comes out. That really helps. He said he's had done that done to him by his mother. Those little chips that they use for cutting the eye or when the sun comes out, they would go like above the ground and you could easily find them. I don't know the reason why, but when the sun comes out, you can easily pick them up from the ground.
Diamond pane takanane taprumane ta nakbe chenget kun nge kang nga me kang nge kang nge te kang nge rak tok tak be ge le te mat lu sik ke ga lot ta na na be ka me ngi ma sik u ju me nya ma ta mo ngi git ka ta na ka ngi ik pa ke ta na ta sik ke ga lot
e he said long time ago when they used to have reindeer corral back there too where the airport is and when they're watching their reindeer, sometimes they would find spearheads from that area back there. He said the men probably threw them away because they were no good to use, you know, but they were shaped into spearheads already. They used to find those things. Inside the corral, when the reindeer, you know, go like this in the ground, sometimes they would turn the ground inside out and find these things where the reindeer did that.
Ilang ngak tok simarok tay masikop pit manisuk na.
Ah, wala ka.
Tay maniba
Okay, on the bottom of that hill, what we're talking about, Niaruli, there's a huge rock, maybe because umak nga desu wa, ang itlup to ka na?
Takan nami, tau tukik put ka na, taran iksakap na, takan ni yakak pataw mo.
We passed it that time, we're going down and back, there's a big rock. Okay, when there's...
Wag agliti raksa nga tema ni, alapigil na salago.
He said they, when they get their sheep, when they go down to the river to lick this thing, they go in back of them and catch how many they can get down there while they're down there. And on they butcher their sheep on top of this rock, not on the ground. So he said it used to be kind of reddish color, that big rock down there. Maybe sometimes we can walk down and see it.
Yeah.
They always butcher their sheep there.
They many there are calling market sheep. I'm going to talk to them. Cook a well out there.
Pilagvik nakhlugoshe. And they named that rock Pilagvik, which means. A place, I think, where you butcher your meat. He said he was about to remember everything. Then maybe he was about, 6, 7 years old? 6, 5. He said the rock is getting a bit smaller than it used to be because of some of it is, you know, maybe from the ice. And he says this Ibnarolik, that hill, the edge used to be closer to the river, now it's all sandslide. He says we can go down there sometimes and you can take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Because we can just walk through here and just go down. That's all with this big rock and the sheep.
Three years,
Yeah, the first thing he can remember, maybe he was about 3-4 years old, is when they first moved to their spring camp, which is Okokhle. Remember, we stopped to that place to go see his mother's grave. He says it's a little bit further up the creek is their first spring camp. And when they settled down there, he could understand his older brothers talking about this robin that laid eggs. Okay, here's that creek, I guess, going that way, and there's this tree slanting that way. And the robin had its nest and eggs right there. So he tried climbing this tree to go to that robin's nest. And he fell into the water while his mom and dad were checking it, I guess. And they heard him when he started hollering. And his grandmother, Sinyana, was in the tent probably back there. She tried to run after him to go get him, but she was too old to run steadily. She keeps falling down, trying to go to him. The creek was shallow, not that deep, but he was too scared, you know, too small to. So his grandmother got him out of the water, finally reached him. It would be nice to illustrate that. When they first, okay, from the coal mine, they were bringing them up, remember, upriver. So this is their first summer camp by the name of Ikatjelik. Remember when we went up to his mom's grave, he was saying there's his son-in-law's camp and his daughter's camp.
Yeah.
So it's right across from that area named Ikatjelik.
Tamar rata ni lishi mo rocket katamat ko te mani ta de li lunga nyo na kam vare ta kana na ri yat or rishi ga la kam shi ga o rok pagok to mi ta te ga pi li le ne I mak luk tu panga ni suli sa minyung di ko kakotik ta mari lishi mo git ka 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 Migliote manga yoka
e
kana yok po shula nga yoka go masut ku in nashat tara bota ruma tiki nyapta tara na million tara ni ga me ra nasha tara bota tu ki ga tara ni
while they were going up or they were staying at this place he could remember his family saying that there's another two families living by Imaqaluktuq.
Black River mouth and if I got to any
mouth of Black River. Okay. Olat kullu o mahlut kullu ka? Okay. Olat kut is the guy's the father's name of that family and that one too. Two families. He could barely remember these. And Ola's daughter, Annie Lee, was just an infant, a newborn baby at that time, and she's still living today. She's got three daughters here in the village. Her husband passed away, he's same age as Joe, I guess. But she's still living right now. And he's a sister to my stepfather, Annie Lee. So he could remember that one too, and that Annie was an infant. He said his brother would, when the trail is rough, he would pack him in his back or carry him. So he was about maybe my son's age, 4 years old, three, four. Laurel kutitini met na etman kutitil valuk kanu. Kogli mora le kavi.
Tamat kunu akano, mikiru tamat ka kogli mora shirun marra.
So he should be about 2-3 years old, he said. Because if he was 4 or 5, he could really remember then. He said when his older brother could carry him, he should have been smaller, like 2-3.
Tarata mani ta na sega slimni ukeagme takanungu tilgi iluta tasamma uke tilanga nikishumi vate kubrak toktotigun malik talaslimu kubrak soga mata teichunga maligaktunga shule akilya kahota teichani taima karyutap tuparirongi nakit nakamnik taimani tara kawrim masawal kawrim sawrapa mingalo tapkuninga akilya kaktunga kubrak soga mata malikama
sikumataak tohoting
Tara suri lishi maragi giga tamna karuta kharman panhat tamak ngale tarunga kakto kak nato kurak tokoni uloksik temnya
And when they go back to their place, which is Okkotluk, I guess, fall time, okay, they start having nets under the ice then. And he would be following them. And remember when we were having our lunch, he said across there, this guy used to live with his family, Herman Bernhardt. Yeah, down that way. He had a place there, and his wife is one of the women too that has a net under the eyes. And he says he could remember that guy Herman Bernhardt going there with a spoon. The reason why he bring his spoon there is they make a little ditch, a little place in the snow. You know, there's ice under, there's new snow. A little bowl-like thing, probably in the snow. And there'd be, what you call them, when the fishes are almost about to lay their eggs. They always be real.
Long,
yeah.
Straight of eggs.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they would squeeze the fish eggs into this little thing they make. Maybe two fish's eggs and start squashing them, adding new snow or scraping some ice and just squash them right there. And pretty soon they would go like this and whip them up and start eating it like that as soon as it gets white in color. The more you whip it, the whiter it is and fluffier. So that's why this white person brings his spoon there to eat with the rest. The others eat it with their fingers. And he's... He says he was a little older than, probably four years old. They call that thing squashed eggs orni. Adding it with ice or the new snow.
O
About 1906 or 1907, when they were at their camp in Ukhuk, they heard people coming down from this area up here, probably Kobuk area. And when they go, it was at the place down there, Avilut Kukra, Stoney's settlement that time. You want to write that down, the place name or what? Avilut Kukra. Okay, they went there too when they heard these people come down river. And sure enough, there were the very first teachers who taught at Kobuk, at a village above us. Mm-hmm. And they had a young girl with them, a native girl, that they adopted from some family. Because this girl didn't have no parents on either side. So they adopted her and take them with her. So he remembers meeting these first teachers from Kobuk when they landed there in Avilut Kukra, going down river by boat. Mr. and Mrs. Carey, he says. I wonder if that's the correct spelling, I don't know.
Looks good.
He said he wouldn't recall their first names, but that was their last name.
Taratamani tatna inyo nakama tatke bungotit lechatna tatna. Naluguga tat kimnya kupak ini sing nak tar taiman long pitch nak kangat tak ku taiman terus long pitch mika cek lewo nunak kiri amik taiman
kimnya long pitch
tat kimnya tak natak ko tak mak ngau gak si mak lutik
long pitch California min
long pitch California min ngau gak si mak lutik tak natak lak dicerak kau tepjok acer nikam.
Okay, he remembers too that place up there wasn't named Kobuk at that time. This Mr. and Mrs. Carey were from Long Beach, California, and they named it Long Beach. That's the first name of Kobuk long ago. Now they call it Log Vik. We call it Log Vik now. You know, it's almost the same pronunciation as Long Beach, but that's how they hear it and start saying it. But it's Kobuk in English now. Okay, he says after it was Long Beach, then they start calling it Isingnak, which is spelled this way. Because there used to be a lot of people living up there. Together at a big whole group, a whole settlement. And when people moved down from Kobuk to this place where we are now, they bring this name along with them. So that's why our village name is Isingnak. And there was a white person, but his wife was a native. They've got a store up there. So when these people took this name with him, he named it Kobuk. Harry Brown was the name of the store man.
Harry Brown.
Yeah. He named it Kobuk. K-O-B-U-K. Isingnak is an appropriate name for our village anyway, because we're closer to Amel River, where there's Isingnak back there.
In your work, a lot of slumber, Pizrakic City out or Pizrakic City out of slumber. Tapna, Igla, my Igla wrote to show Ama. Tapna, Palika, Chelly out of slumber. Meaning a lot. Angajakan mo kusmagay ko taxi yati ko tatkibo mo. Taro ko tatkibo ng akpala ko siro mo. Tatkiba ni Pasi. Pip luta. Tukuk luta alaksawrat ko nun. Marumangin niya kang magtiga ko nganik miglo. Taro mo tukutigati ko tangayakan mo. Shunat ke jisi magit katako taun ma tike mata tatna tat kamu ngat lel senyak lunga wanga pirang tamat ka oma lurat kut pilerot kut tema tatna tamat kunana lapit lunga tawani ketik tawani tak sip cak tunga Tak si manubasi, takun nak si tik lecet teman. Angilak tu mau kata bati, angilak uksak si jalak tu ngale. Temnya angajakam matuk kubek pakai cumi nyeriga nani unni tilanga pujok terneriga. Tak nasiu teretamani ini takun nak dipisah si minum tak na pujok luo. Kisu tetema tupas. Tamani wasi pirame takna inyong ketepi wangatara kangyak senyrechi gani tam. Ima kairame ima surame tere. Takni licok lakaminya apeksok teklum. Alex Sorat Kuknun Pangilak Nak Tami Nakamni Tatna Tatasamungo Legam
Okay, at the age of about 12, 14 maybe. Remember he said that was the age where his parents first start bringing him to other people. So from their camp down there, they bring him up to Kobuk one Christmas time. Maybe 1912, 1914, somewhere around there. And when they got to Kobuk, they stayed with his real sister, but she was adopted to this family, so they stayed there with this family. And he went out and started playing with his same age, those other people, those boys, his same age. And as they were playing out, it soon became dark, you know. And at that time, they have their kids go home before it got really dark. You know, their curfew was really strong or whatever, their rules. They were strict with their children at that time. So when they have their kids go home, he was left alone, wandering around between houses because he couldn't remember exactly where they were staying. And he says he was probably crying a little as he was looking for that place, and somebody heard him. And he told that person they were staying with his family. So this guy bring him there, safely home. Because he said there were a lot of people there in that village, in little sod houses probably, because he said the windows were glowing with lamps, lights, and he couldn't tell which place he was supposed to go home to. He says they went dog teaming up to Kobuk, and he could easily run behind or in front of the dog team at that age. So he was about 12, 14.
What was dog teams up to?
Kobuk for Christmas. At that same year, they had their school built of logs there at Kobuk. And there were a whole bunch of kids, but there were only two teachers, these two right here. She says sometimes one would teach, and at times both of them would teach. He says Irene Douglas was one of the students that schooled there too. She's still alive today. She's pretty old though. He says there was another little addition, probably a little narrower than the school itself, which was a teacher's quarters. And when they moved down here, they moved that building also with them, the school building that was made in Kobuk. They took it all apart because it was made of logs. It's easy to take apart, so they bring it down here with them. Not munahide na pahlu.
Tashamma. Inya nishamma na avani. Tenya mayogam shamirama mani rangani. Shamitik sanangu surra avamma. Nalunakshishuk nahat.
And they set it up again over there. I can show it to you sometimes. They're building on it, and I think it's a grassy area now. I think Leonard Douglas is building. Lenoram khani tu pecho dan na lor hasut na ga. Pecho
dan na lor ngasut na ga samat. Samitik san hura hura hai pavok. It need regot nagatam mo pagma tapro mingalo sino ko sa ming nape aming tap na kaya si shoot naga tara niya glatari churo si jalleke ako watiyon aglap ti chirit tupik sa ngat nisulay tara na aglawim peni nagsulay tap nisulay lawmik. That give any to pitch any to read look out in no time it can give it diamond.
That time the teacher's quarters wasn't attached to the school itself over here, but they built another log cabin outside of the school for teacher's quarters.